the Southwestern NC RC&D Council, the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils, and the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service present the Strike Force radio program.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the Southwest NC RC&D, NARC and DC, and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
My name is Stuart Lee. I'm the Public Affairs and Outreach Specialist for the United States Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service here in North Carolina. Strike Force is essentially looking at counties with historic levels of persistent poverty and childhood hunger, and finding a way to work together as a unit, as a team USDA, all of these agencies together, and focusing our attention on counties where persistent poverty exists. So we looked at our counties using information from the North Carolina Department of Commerce, their tiers 1, 2, and 3 counties for historic or persistent poverty, and identified 48 counties across the state where poverty exists and has been an ongoing issue. And in North Carolina, more than 1.7 million Tar Heels live in poverty or are touched by poverty. With these 48 counties, the USDA agencies have come together and decided that we're going to make a difference in these counties. Now, we have a presence in every county across the state, but together we're focusing in on these counties to find a way to make people more aware of what we can do for them, to provide really a roadmap for these counties on how to become involved in our programs and our services. And then we're identifying partners in each of these counties to work with, nonprofits, churches, community groups, individual landowners and property owners, community councils and local governments, working together to find out what is it that you know that these counties already need, what kind of projects are you already working on, and how can we partner with you to include the types of programs that the Farm Bill affords to any citizen in the United States and in North Carolina.
Hello, my name is Lynn Sprague, and I'm the Executive Director of the Southwestern North Carolina Resource Conservation and Development Council. We cover 7 of the western North Carolina counties in the Smoky Mountains, and we also work very strongly with the eastern band of Cherokee Indians. The types of things that we've done for Strike Force, that program is actually a federal program, but to deliver it, it's to deliver it to the local farmers and to the local people in the counties. So our council works at that level. So I've joined up with the team and the committee of Strike Force, the federal program, and we have found that in 3 counties alone, Clay, Cherokee, and Graham County, they have approved 80 contracts for what's called hoop houses, small greenhouses that extend the seasons. It's fine to build them. It's fine to have them in there. But what we're doing as a local resource agency with some others is trying to help market the products, trying to help people that are just getting into the greenhouse business themselves find where they can get resources and work it as a team. Having 80 greenhouses in that 3-county area, one of the poorest areas in North Carolina, can have a very significant economic impact. The other types of things we're doing, we're working with the other counties, just making sure that the underserved populations have all the access to federal programs. We had a very successful fair at the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. We've also done one of those in Jackson County, just working with disenfranchised, the small-scale farmer, the underserved farmers, and trying to be sure that everybody has full access to the federal programs.
My name's Randy Collins, and I'm the County Extension Director here in Graham County, North Carolina. And the Strike Force program has been a huge asset to us here in Graham County alone. And through that program, we have already been able to construct 7 high tunnel greenhouses within the county that are all operational. And I have tried to do a little bit of research this year on folks that are growing in those to find out about how many bushels of vegetables and fruit and things that are coming out of there, so we can kind of get an idea of just what kind of impact it's making. And these numbers come from the spring and summer growing season alone, so you could probably end up doubling them or close to doubling them. But in 2014, there's already been roughly about 335 bushel of vegetables produced in these 7 greenhouses. And one greenhouse does exclusively strawberries, and it has produced 300 gallons of strawberries. And so this program has really made a difference in the lives of several of the producers here in Graham County, horticulturally speaking. And the good news is that I think there's 6 more getting ready to be erected. One already has went up last week and is completed. They don't have anything started yet for the fall season, but there's 5 more to go here in the county. And some experience, I have one myself, and it has really made a difference on our farm. We are cattle people predominantly, and so we thought it would be kind of neat to have one of these hoop houses and see what we could do with that. And we have raised a ton of stuff this year and a wide variety of things, tomatoes, okra, squash, zucchini, eggplant, lots of peppers, a wide variety of different things, and several bushels of it. And some of the things that I have noticed from working in the high tunnels this year is that the disease pressure is greatly reduced. I'm not having to spray near as much. Some things, hardly any at all, because I can keep the foliage dry. I run a drip irrigation system, and that allows me to put the water where the water needs to go without getting it on the foliage. And so I've had some excellent success with disease control in the high tunnel. One thing I would like to put in a little plug for Lynn Sprague with Southwest RC&D. He did provide us with some money this spring to do a county-wide high tunnel greenhouse program. There's not a whole lot of research going on in North Carolina concerning high tunnel houses. And there's a gentleman at NCANT University that's doing the only research that I know through the universities. And we invited him to come down in February, and he did. And we had a massive program and drew people from 3 or 4 counties that also have high tunnels through the Strike Force program. And we filled our meeting room up here at the Extension office and spent pretty much all day. We took a tour of the greenhouses that are in the county and talked about all the aspects of high tunnel production, irrigation, heat, plastic, construction, all that stuff, weed control. And then we met back up here that afternoon late, and we had a meal together, which Lynn provided the money for, and we did a formal presentation on high tunnel greenhouse growing, and a huge success, and has, again, like I said, made a great difference here in Graham County. And so we're appreciative of these funds and everything that's been given to us and allowed us to start up this these high tunnel greenhouses.
I'm Carl Patterson. I live on the head of Atoll in Robinville, North Carolina. And I just got a small farm up here, but I was the first one that got a high tunnel in this county because we never could get them before, but since we were doing good on that. But they've nothing been no better than that. The only thing I've got against them is you don't get a day off for rain. I don't think there's nothing else around here that will make that kind of money. I don't have a better problem selling my strawberries, but I do give a gallon, you know, and good berries. Strawberries don't have to have pollination, but to get big berries, they do. Now, I wish they had several high tunnels, and I said, if they're good enough to give me this money, I'll spend $800, $900 of my own money to go ahead and get one like that.
The Southwestern North Carolina Resource Conservation and Development Council is a nonprofit organization that works with local communities in 7 counties and the Cherokee Nation to conserve and benefit from the rich cultural and natural resources of Western North Carolina. Counties served are Cherokee, Clay, Graham, Haywood, Jackson, Macon, and Swain. The RCND program positively impacts local communities. Over the past 40 years, the Southwestern RCND has worked with dozens of partners to complete over 500 local projects worth millions of dollars. For more information, contact Executive Director Lynn Sprague at 828-452-2519 or visit their website, southwesternrcd.org. Their offices are in the Haywood County USDA Service Center at 589 Raccoon Road in Waynesville, North Carolina.
I'm Michael Wiggins. I'm the soil conservation technician in the six western counties of North Carolina. The Strike Force program that we have initiated with NRCS has had a tremendous impact in our area, as we have had approximately 40 applications just for the high tunnel portion of that of the Strike Force. Out of that 40 so applications, we've had about 23 applications that get approved, and maybe a couple of more. In relation to the high tunnel program as well, many of our farmers came in asking questions. We've been able to develop them a conservation plan, and of course, many of those have been chosen for funding. And on top of that, they have been interested in other programs with partnering agencies. Many of them are now working with the conservation districts in the area to get assistance with micro-irrigation. They are also setting up programs with the Cooperative Extension Service in each of those counties to learn about what products they could grow in a high tunnel, how to be more productive, and how to market the products after they grow. And of all the folks that are come in, the majority of those folks are historically underserved clients, which means they're clients that we have, in most cases, never dealt with before. So it's really, I think we've done a great job through this, reaching out to individuals, educating them about who we are and what we have to offer them, and that we have the ability to help them help their land. And not just us, but also our partnering agencies as well, being the Soil and Water Conservation Districts and the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service.
Through Strike Force, the Natural Resources Conservation Service is working with more farmers and ranchers than ever in communities that face persistent poverty. As a result, these producers are seeing their operations become more sustainable, while their conservation practices help promote clean air and water, healthy soil, wildlife habitat, and resistance to extreme weather events such as drought.
If you're interested in learning more about Strike Force and USDA services, and you want to become a part of this growing effort in this state, I urge you to please contact your local USDA Service Center. You can also find out more information about how to contact us by going to any of the USDA state websites, and you can even look directly at our NRCS website at www.nc.nrcs.usda.gov. And you can also contact me, Stuart Lee, at Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, period, Lee, L-E, at nc.usda.gov, or you can call me at 919-873-2107. Again, we are looking for help and interest and participation from anybody who wants to join this exciting effort in North Carolina.
Strike Force now operates in over 800 rural counties, parishes, boroughs, and tribal reservations in 20 states, including Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and West Virginia. The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities.
Get involved with Strike Force. You can learn more about the Strike Force Initiative
by visiting www.usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.